I think that sometimes, when it comes to our expectations of what Jesus can and will do in our lives, we set the bar too low. We see him doing stuff in other people's lives, but don't expect him to move powerfully in our own. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Some days, we think nothing's ever going to change. Something that's been eating away at us for years, perhaps a difficult relationship, a need, a hurt, some flaw in our makeup. Well, you know, I'm just going to have to learn to live with it because it's never going to change. Jesus is coming down a mountain and runs into a crowd. Some of his disciples, well, they're trying to cast a demon out of a young boy, but they can't. Imagine how his father felt. He'd heard about Jesus' miracles, but would this Jesus do a miracle for him? Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 16. A man came to Jesus and bowed before him. The man said, "Lord, be kind to my son. He suffers so much from the seizures he has. He often falls into a fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Which begs the question, will he do a miracle for us, for you, for me? Will he give us the breakthrough that we're looking for? Will he change that one thing that's never going to change? Well, Matthew chapter 17, verse 18. Jesus gave a strong command to the demon inside the boy. The demon came out of the boy, and the boy was healed. Jesus never refused a miracle to anyone who came to him with just the smallest amount of faith. Not once. So that one thing that's never going to change, take it to him. He may not do what you want when you want, but trust me, he will act. Take it to him and believe. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such incredible power in the word of God. Power to lift the bar of our expectations of the healing power of God. Power to lift our faith to believe in this miracle-working Jesus. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.